So now you see, the say negative karma of killing, you see, complete negative karma of killing. When I say completed, first of all, the complete negative karma of killing, for example, that one negative karma, then you see, what kind of appearance you get, what kind of the appearance, what kind of life experience you get, you know, from that. So now more details, more specific details, isn't it? And that you see. That say so. Completing the karma of killing means there's a base, the sentient being, you know, sentient being, you see, living being, sentient being, see, having mind, not necessarily human mind, but having mind, you see. Mind doesn't have to be only human mind. Then say, if somebody has mind, doesn't have to be only human mind. So, sentient being. So based that, then action, the thought, base. Thought, action, goal. The goal is that, you know, in this case, say, if you died, you did action of killing. But if you died, if you died before. If you died say, before the other living being, then he is not say, is not completed, something like that. So these are the four things which complete the killing. So. If the killing is done out of ego, self-cherishing thought, then you see attachment or anger, whatever. That's what makes the killing non-virtue. That makes the killing, action killing, transform non-virtue. So by having these four things gathered, then the action killing. It's completed. So anyway, so this negative karma, this completed negative karma, then has it has a four suffering results. The rapid aspect result is a rebirth in the lower realm, hell or hungry ghost animal, one of those realms. experiencing those very heavy sufferings, you know, until the karma finishes, no matter how many, So if the karma is to be experienced for many billions of years or eons, then you want to experience that. See, that much length of time, the karma is that, see. The karma is heavy like that, you know. the rapid aspect result of birth in the lower realm. Then the later, when you get born in the human world, then you see you experience three other sufferings. That is it. Mm. the place where you live or where you get born. You see, then you see, you see the food and drinks, medicines, you see crops, you know, fruit. These things has a very little protein due to your karma. You see, due to your karma, anyway, they don't have much power. You see, very little protein, you know. And the difficult, it's very powerful and difficult to digest. Even you eat, you see these things, you know, see, drink, eat, you know, unable to digest. So the digestion problem, people, so anyway, digestion problem is there. You see, according to the sutra that explained by Buddha, you see, I think Sachiveto, and the Sutra of the Tenth Bhumi, Sutra of the Tenth Bhumi. So I think this explanation comes from there, explained in Lamrim, the Lama Tsongkhapa Lamrim. So, so here, you see, talks about digestion problem. So you see, even you eat, you know, unable to digest. So it's result of, so these things are result of past karma clinging. Then even you eat the even you eat these things, you see, you get disease. You get disease, you know. You see, it causes unhealth, you see. So it was also, you see, it was eating by drinking, eating food causes disease, result of past need karma killing. That you see, even the food itself is nothing wrong, but for some people, you see, it becomes a problem. You know, you see, get disease. You know, yeah. I think like this. So like I have diabetes. You see. So the sweet things cannot eat, you know, cannot eat. So become disease, become, increases diabetes, you see, so like that, you see. So that people have diabetes like me, you see, cannot eat food that contain, how say, sugar or like that. So the same. Like that, you see, any other. Food itself is, you see, it's okay, but some people, for many people, it doesn't harm. But some people, you see, cannot eat, it harms. You see, so that. Then it causes even the person has can still live longer, you know, but untimely death happening before that, person still has has karma to live longer, but then before untimely death happened. You see, so these things are result of past net karma killing. Like, you know, death happening in the mother's womb, you know. She died, you know, the death happening in the mother's womb before even coming out. So forth, you see. So, shortage of life, like that, you know. The past net karma killing. Then two other sufferings. So this one is to do with the place, you know, possessed. Tibetan called possessed result. So two other problems result of the karma, completing the karma of killing. The other one is that you experience nyawa jutunyi dewu. Experiencing the result similar to the cause you have done in the past, harm to others. So even you're born as a human being, you experience shortest life. You experience shortest life, and you experience many sicknesses. You experience many shortest life and many sicknesses, one after another, or many sicknesses at the same time. So this is the experience and result of similar to cause. Then the other one is that create jeba jutun ki dewu, creating the result similar to the cause. So creating result similar to the cause. So this, when you're born human being, you have said, you engage again with your previous habit or imprint, negative imprint left on the mind, you know, by the negative karma killing. Then next life, when you after some time, you know, when you're born human being, then again you do killing. You see. So that is a creating results, not the cause. So like this. So you see, then then you see the creating result similar to the cause, again that produce the false suffering result. So like that, you see. Then one of them is create doing it again next. You see, when you're born human being next time, then you're doing it doing the action killing again, you see. So goes on like that, you see. Goes on like that. No end for the creating the karma and the suffering. Until endless you purify that karma, endless you purify the past negative karma, the negative karma killing you have done, endless you purify that. And not only the solution is not only purifying is one thing, so that you don't experience the result again. See, purifying is one thing, but purifying is not only the solution. Very important solution is to live in vow precepts, to not abstain from killing. That's very important. That's the change of your action. So that's very important. So the two things: purifying past negative karma, that will done, then to not kill again. You see, so to do that, best thing is to live in the vow. To live in the vow, abstaining from killing. So that's how this vow comes. You see, so these two, purifying and living in the vow to not kill, is the solution. To not experience ongoing, unending suffering, killing the karma again and again, and the experience and result of suffering again and again, you see, like that. So the next one. Then I stop there. So Then next one is this. actually, next one is the completing the karma of stealing. But I'm going to mention, I leave that one. I'm going to mention the completing the karma of the sexual misconduct. Leave that second one. So the completing the karma of the sexual misconduct, the rapine aspect result rebirth in the lower realm, and then the three other sufferings one experiences in the human realm. You see. Possessed result to do with the place, you know. Place where you're born, or city where you live, somehow very filthy, dirty place, you know, filled with excrement, or a lot of dirt, a lot of muddy, you see, very muddy place, you know, a lot of garbage, you know, unhygienic, and very bad, so many bad smells, and very unhappy place, put this way, very unpleasant place. So even we normally don't leave such a place, but sometimes we have to pass through. You see, sometimes, you know, so those, even that short-term passing through, such a bad smell, such a dirty place, you know, you have to go through, even that is a result of experience, a possessed result of the past and karma of sexual misconduct. And then, experiencing the result similar to the cause. That one is, you know, when you're born a human being, then you see your surrounding people, you see, they are disturbing you. You see, they're not harmonious to you. The family or surrounding people, the companion, or, you know, other person that you live together, they're not harmonious to your mind. You see, in a very disturbing, you know. Always bothering you. And you can't trust them. The other person, the companion, you see, the surrounding people, you can't trust. Like that. Then the wife or husband, other wife or husband, with the other companion, the other person, is the mind is competitive against to your wishes. What he is the husband or wife is the other person, the way he or she thinks. See, whoever the other person is, anyway, the way of thinking is against, the way of thinking is against your wishes, you know. So then that brings problem, you know, brings problem in life, disharmony. It's a bad relationship, you see. So such things, you know, you see, not harmonious to your mind. The other person that you live together, you see, has way of thinking is against to your wishes. So that brings so much, I say, not harmonious, so much unhappiness, problem, you know, quarrel, fighting, you know, so, see. So anyway, so this is a result, experience and a result, similar to the cause, the sexual misconduct done in the past, you see, by oneself. Then, mm. So, in other words, you see, in other words, the, you know, family members, you know, even the family, everybody become your enemy, you know. The husband become enemy, or the other companion, family members become enemy. And so people around you become enemy to you. They're not listening to you. They're disobeying to you. They're not listening to you. You see, to you. So this is the result of the past karma cessation of conduct. So now, then creating results similar to cause. That one is, you see, doing the action. Say, again, you know, one born human being, other lifetime, then doing that action again, committing that action again. You see, then again that produces four suffering result. Then one of these again engaging sexual conduct. Then that produces another four suffering result. So goes on. If you don't practice purification, if you don't live in the vow, abstain from that, then one negative karma killing or sexual conduct that is done today, then that, you see, goes on, you see, it affects, you know, in all future lives, you see, numberless lifetimes, it affects. become unending suffering, you see, like that. So this one karma today, you know, if you don't do any purification, you don't live in the vow, you know, don't change your actions, you know, abstain from the karma, then, you see, the sufferings become, from that next karma, suffering throughout your, you know, many, many numberless future lives, suffering become, unending. So like that. So therefore now, even I explained just one or two of these. Same thing, if you live in the vow, you know, the precepts, this virtue, morality, then also it should be same, you see, for result happiness, good birth, deva human birth, you see, then also in the future lives, also able to live in the vow, you know, precepts. So in the case of, you see, in the place, you know, for example, killing, see, abstaining from killing, living this morality, the place where you live, where you get born, see, where you live, everything is so, food, for suffering result of one karma, the killing, then by living in the vow, morality, abstaining from killing, then you see, you go opposite, completely opposite the four result of happiness you achieve. that's the way to be known. And long life in future lives, you see. No disease, no sicknesses. See, much of the life is, you see, healthy. Maybe there's something, much of life healthy. Or no sicknesses. So, like that. It's not just one lifetime. The effect goes on, you see, life to life. You know, by living the morality in this life, abstaining from killing, the poor result happiness. So the effect goes from life to life. You see, you can enjoy the result that, you see, from life to life. You see, and then the same thing is by practicing morality, abstaining from sexual conduct, then you see, in the future, not only p- peace and happiness in this life, but harmonious in the relationship, all that, you see, not only that, but in future lives, you see. Everybody listens to you. Everybody listens to you. Everybody minds harmonious to you. Family, in the office, whatever. Then your companion, you see, is always how his mind is always exactly the wishes, exactly yours. You know? Do every think the same way as you think, you know, wish the same way, you see, and always open to you. So there's much peace and happiness, you know, in the life. So, so anyway, and the place, you know, place so beautiful, so clean, no dirty smell, you know, filthy, all of that. So opposite, you see. So this life, when we have those kind of, when we enjoy those kind of places, beautiful gardens, very clean places, like that's the result of the past good karma practiced, you know, living the morality, abstaining from sex misconduct. Mm. So we should recognize, see, like this in our daily life. See, so these enjoyments came from such good karma, and these, you know, unpleasant things came from such good karma. So we should, by understanding Lamrim about karma, we should, every daily life, we should recognize from the, you see, this is a result of the karma, this is a result of the karma. So it's very good. Then that inspires you to abandon the karma and practice the virtues, like that. So therefore, you see, the another conclusion that without living in the morality, what happens if you say, some people say, oh, I want to be myself. Some people say, I want to be myself. I don't want to become something else. I want to be myself. So if you continue to become yourself, you know, all self, which is the all self, you see, no change, you know, then it's what happens is this, then this. So you see, you do nothing. You don't purify any karma. You don't practice morality. You see, you don't change your mind and action, you see. So then, no change. So being yourself, the old one, all self, you see. I want to be myself. So so that all self, you see. So then, the suffering is endless, no? From life, you see. No end, so like that. Even for 1 minute karma. So therefore now, by living in the morality, happiness goes on and on, you see. It's been in all the... numberless life. So therefore now, the four result happiness, like that, you see, from completed, you know, the good karma. So therefore now you can understand, morality. Now you understand the importance of morality. And so even for lay, there's a lay vow. It doesn't mean everybody become monk or nun. You see? Even for the lay, there's lay vow. So now here, even to practice one, even one cannot practice all the five, you know, abstaining from killing, telling lies, stealing, and alcohol, that which makes the mind say unconscious or the uncontrolled, and your behavior change, then engage in many need karmas, which means to engage many need karmas. So alcohol. even one cannot practice all the five moralities, you know, but at least one stops. It becomes so important, so essential. If you want happiness, this is the living the morality, at least even one. So we can understand from this explanation, that's so essential. is the basis of your happiness from now on. See, so important, like that. So how to make life meaningful? How to make the now? You see, after the death, after the how many year, how many month, day, week, days, you know, hours, minutes, seconds. How much we have now from this second after death? How many there is? So if you want to make meaningful, you see, one of the practice, one of the very important practice, that is this. One of the very important practice, you know, to make a life meaningful is this one, morality. So today there are many subjects on that. So Lama is Guru Lama is his teacher from Tibet. Many these in our Sarah College, present abbot, ex abbot before. Many of the great teachers there who have been educating the young monks, you see, educating many hundreds of the thousands of young monks become geshe, educating, receiving excellent education. So as you saw, the geshe dashi, you know, like that. So there are many young geshes like that down there, receiving excellent education depth, you see. Now, these monasteries, Sarakana Devan, is the main place, place to learn the most extensive Buddha's teachings. In the world, these are the only place of learning depth, extensive, through form of Tibet, through form of Tibet. So those great teachers, many of those great teachers who have been educating those young monks, you see, like Vishitashi, Dalai Lama, and so forth, you see. So their teacher is, you see, those great learned ones down there, their teacher is Geshe Sobar Mbuchi, many of those, you see, Geshe Sobar Mbuchi. So Lama's teacher, my teacher. So Vishala will be here a few days. I'll request some teaching that, according to our present mind, level of mind, that something that is really need, you know, fit, something that is really need. So that then later, then easy to develop bodhicitta and so forth, you see. Then we have basis to practice tantra. So I think Supreme will give teachings. So therefore, very fortunate. So this time, very fortunate that Geshe-la is here, happened to be here on the way to India for pilgrimage and Dharamsala to attend the religious meetings. So maybe tomorrow or tomorrow, I thought to give oral transmission of the 35 Buddha practice, the compassion, you know, purification, the oral transmission of the prayer, the 35 Buddha name, the prayer, confession, downfall. It's too many powerful. So that to give the oral transmission that, and this is very So this one, this is the one. To do this, you can recite this in the car, airplane, you know, put palms together like this. You know, unbelievable, see, unbelievable, powerful. Even reciting the first name of the Buddha, Shakyamuni Buddha's name, even reciting the first name, just once, it has power to purify 80,000 eons in the karma, not just the years, a month, a day, you see, eons in the karma. It's power to purify. So these Buddha's names are like atomic bomb to purify the karma. You see, to destroy the negative karma, you see. So for many years, the karma gets different negative karma. Each Buddha is called to purify different negative karma. So even without the prostration, just to recite is unbelievable powerful. But this is a very, very essential practice in the daily life. Very, very important. Then when there's place to do prostration, or you know, opportunity to prostration, then to do it with prostration. So there's and there's something on that, and the prostration is extremely important to collect the one method to collect extensive merit. So maybe you know, some elaborations on that in the prayer. So you see, the solution. It's a solution to purify all these new karmas. Stop here. Now, real stop. May the Bodhicitta, which is also all that happens, successful as a false sentiment, may the Vedic flash with one's mind, in the mind of all the sentient beings, one's family members, and all the in the mind of all the sentient beings, without delay in a second. And that which is generated may it be increased. Then to pray the same thing, wisdom, realizing emptiness. Tonye dawa rimbo je ma je vanam je ju je je vanyam ba me ba kone pondo be wa so. Dhanre rawe guwe singan de penan dawa ma le ju ne chere sama tenzen ja zoe sha be se de ba du ten ju je. Pandai lame ku te te ma da kanyam yon la de ye chung an da se ma le to ta du re ni da san je to wa an de do so. Due to all the power aspects which are made it clattered by me, three times clattered by others, Buddha, the Buddha Sabbath, all others. just myself being in the universe, in that universe, in that world, country, area, house, may those sentient beings, all those sentient beings living in that universe, world, country, area, house, may they never ever reborn in the lower realms, just myself being there, just by that. May all those beings, may they never ever reborn in the lower realms since from that time. May they immediately get liberated from all the disease, spirit, harm, the karma, all the departments. And may they achieve enlightenment as quick as possible by exercising the whole path, especially bodhicitta. and may they see those who are blind, just myself being there, then that universe, world, country, area, house, you see. And any sentient beings who are blind, able to see, see myself being there, then able to cause these things, you see. That's what it means. Sentient beings who are blind, you know, able to see, who are deaf, able to hear, limb, able to walk. Those who are poor are able to have wealth, and those who have sicknesses, it means they get healed. Those who have a relationship problems, filled with joy, their heart joy, and loving kindness, compassion, each other, then peace and happiness. Those who need a guru, able to find guru, perfectly qualified guru immediately. Those who new teachings, able to receive unmistakable teachings. All the conditions for their Dharma practice to actualize path to enlightenment may they receive. People who are possessed by spirits, you know, crazy, wild, so those immediately get those people who are possessed by spirits, harmed by spirits, you know, wild, crazy, they immediately get liberated. People who have manic depressions immediately get healed. So may everybody get perfect peace and happiness. Just myself being there in that universe, that world, country, area, house. So may I become wish fulfilling like Bodhisattva Siddhagava, like compassion Buddha, like Tara, like Buddha, so, towards every sentient being, you know, become wish fulfilling. From now on, in all my future lifetimes, to happen like this, to have a benefit, to be a wish fulfilling towards all sentient beings. And just myself being there, may nobody experience war, famine, disease, torture, poverty, sicknesses, dangerous fire, water, air, earth, all these problems. May nobody experience it was really the world country earlier house wherever I am, just myself and there. These are the past. This vision that is collected by me, three times it is collected by others. That which exists but do not exist from its own side. May the I who exists but do not exist from its own side. Totally empty. Achieve Guru Shakyamuni Buddha's enlightenment, which exists but do not exist from its own side, which is totally empty. Lead all the sentiments who lead all the sentiments who exist but do not exist from their own side, who are totally empty. To that enlightenment, which is totally that which exists but do not exist from its own side, that which is totally empty, non-existent. By myself alone, who exists but do not exist from its own side, who is totally empty. I dedicate all the merits the way the three times Buddha Buddha Sapphires dedicate merit or admired most. The Mambavish, the Chambata, and the Sambotian, and the Quintis, and the Gavadas, and the Jibin, the Jawadam, the Mawak, and Lacho, the Mawai, and Taka gave it, Zawa, the Gijang, the Sambotis, the Rabung, the Mawai. Then the Tita made collected by me, by others, made the purest teaching, of Lama Tong Havati, then the unified Suda Tangsa, and that. May it be extra complete exercise with my heart and in the mind of also all the family members and in the mind of all the students in this organization, all of us here, and all the benefactors in this organization, and all the, especially those who have sacrificed their life doing service to others through and teaching the Buddha through this organization. And those who are alive on me, my promised prayer, whose name is given to me, and those who don't serve me, all of us able to actualize the standard teaching Lama Tsonghava unified Sutta, that which unified Sutta Thangpa in this very lifetime without delay, even a second. May the social centers, mental centers, able to participate immediately, start from the bottom of the mind. Every spare completion of Lamatong have in mind all the sentiments. That is able to meet all the projects and to benefit others, teaching Buddha, and maybe succeed immediately by receiving all these. May all the projects, building temples, statues, Jiva scriptures, find to feed Mitya projects, and Mitya Buddha project be succeed immediately by receiving all these. May all these projects centers cause to say generate bodhicitta in the mind of all the sentient beings. And may do that, may everybody have perfect peace and happiness. And may say, and may all these projects centers statue the Mitya Buddha, all these cause all sentient beings to achieve enlightenment as quickly as possible. And may the Lama Tsonghapa's teaching may flourish forever and spread in all the directions. And may I be able to do that. May I be able to cause that to happen. Chichi Jabu Tsonghapa Chidun Namba Bewa Kan Kijia Tsama Shiwa Lo Tunjia Ma Lu Sang Wa La Yu Da Dang Shing Yidu Tsum Tan Tewe Tunjia La Tan Jawa Lo Sang Ta Wa Yi Tan Ba Yu Ring Bang Yu thank you. Good night.